Well, let's face it, this was a very historic election, and now the Obama administration is going to have to deal with a Republican Congress, and I think what you're going to see is gridlock, of course. The obvious will be gridlock, but more importantly, I believe the administration will now switch its focus to regulatory reform as opposed to legislative reform. Because of that gridlock on the legislative level, they're going to be looking at regulations, and I think OFPP will play a very important role with respect to procurement reform in maybe promulgating more FAR changes.
And the Office of Federal Procurement Policy has already laid out some things. I mean, they've talked about reducing number of contracts, looking at ways that they can streamline the procurement process.
Well, of course, that's nothing new. I mean, people have been talking about that for decades. But I do think what is new is the administration's focus on insourcing and moving unilaterally, without competition, work from the private sector to the government.
Yeah, insourcing.
And that's going to be very challenging, as you point out, in this era of austerity, the whole idea of doing more with less. And here you are moving work back into the government where I don't think the government's really capable of doing it.
Yeah, well, the conventional wisdom sort of says that insourcing becomes more difficult if feds aren't getting pay raises, and if it doesn't seem like it's hard to insource work where you say you're not going to see a raise for 2 years. Is that conventional wisdom? Well, and it also could become more difficult where people are talking about pay freezes, reducing the overall federal workforce by 200,000 or more, depending on which group is talking. It seems insourcing becomes very difficult in that environment.
Well, first, yeah, I'm not so sure about the validity of the conventional wisdom, because we actually have some clients who their employees have actually gotten pay raises going to the federal government regardless of a pay freeze. I think the federal government is very attractive for employment purposes because of some of their benefits. I'm not sure the pay freeze is really going to scare people off. What it does do, though, is create very low morale for the people currently in the government.
Yeah.
And I can attest that
You've had your pay frozen before, haven't you?
A couple of times. I well remember it. And I'm telling you, it does have a negative impact on the morale of the workforce. And I wonder, if you did a cost-benefit analysis, I think that low morale has a cost associated with it, and I'm not sure the government's taking that into consideration.
You've always been a big proponent of that we need to spend more time educating and training the procurement workforce. And one of the things that often happens in these kinds of ages of austerity on doing more with less is training goes right out the window.
Well, let's face it, this has been an ongoing problem. I just don't understand why agencies are not more committed to training. Even when times are good, training is always secondary and is non-existent in times like this, and it really does have a very negative impact on the procurement workforce as well as other segments of the federal government.
So in this age of austerity, in this time when people are doing more, trying to do more with less, what does that mean for the procurement workforce? What do they need to be doing?
Well, I tell you, I do think this problem has been here for a while, but I do think, regardless of the size of the workforce, what they do need to be doing is focusing on the requirements and developing the requirements more effectively. Most litigation arises out of poorly defined requirements. And if the government could only focus and get better at that, that would go a long way, Chris, regardless of the size of the workforce. And so I think that the procurement people need to work very closely with the program managers. They might even want to co-locate their offices, because I'm convinced that there needs to be more dialogue and more communication between program managers and contracting officers. And that would help as far as the development of the requirements from the very beginning of any procurement. These groups need to be working very closely together. And I would also add, the procurement professionals need to communicate with industry more, doing market research and so forth. Again, at the very beginning of a procurement, that communication with industry is very important. And I'm not sure, Chris, it's really there right now.
Yeah, it can be very difficult to, and we saw in the Clinton years where a lot of procurement workforces got sent off to other places, and it's still costing us money.
Yeah, exactly. And it's remarkable when you look back at 2010. I think one of the most remarkable remarks was the CEO of SAIC when he said there's a caustic atmosphere between government and industry. And I do think that statement alone was rather amazing. And it does highlight I think right now it's not a good time for government contractors.
Well, and we also saw the GTSI thing come down where they were banned from government work for a period of time because of small business questions. It's going to be interesting to see if that carries forward into 2011.
Yeah. Well, I think SBA is becoming much more aggressive and is taking on a leadership role, which probably is not a bad thing.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to see them doing more suspension and debarments. I think this was the first time they've ever done a suspension or debarment.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, we saw IBM, but that wasn't over small business stuff. That was over other. That was a specific agency. So very unusual step by the SBA.
Right, and it goes to the oversight thing, Chris. As you well know, oversight is certainly a big theme right now in the government.
Yeah, it's one of the changes that it seems like in 2011 with the Republicans going to be in the House. All of a sudden, I'm guessing we're going to see some hearings.
But, you know, my prediction is the oversight's going to be more over the Obama administration than government contractors. So this may be a good sign for government contractors. The oversight may start being more with respect to what the administration's doing as opposed to what government contractors are doing.
Right.